Tobit 1:1 The book of the words of Tobit, son of Tobiel, the son of Ananiel, the son of Aduel, the son of Gabael, of the seed of Issel, of the tribe of Naphtali. 1:2 Who in the time of Enemir king of the Assyrians was led captive out of Thib, which is at the right hand of that city, which is called properly Naphtali, in Galilee above Hazor. 1:3 I Tobit have walked all the days of my life in the ways of truth and justice, and I did many alms deeds to my brethren and my nation, who came with me to Nineveh into the land of the Assyrians. 1:4 And when I was in mine own country, in the land of Israel, being but young, all the tribe of Naphtali my father fell from the house of Jerusalem, which was chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, that all the tribes should sacrifice there, where the temple of the habitation of the Most High was consecrated and built for all ages. 1:5 Now all the tribes which together revolted, and the house of my father Naphtali, sacrificed unto the high for Baal. 1:6 But I alone went often to Jerusalem at the feasts, as it was ordained unto all the people of Israel, by an everlasting decree, having the first fruits and tenths of increase, with that which was first shorn. And them gave I at the altar to the priests, the children of Aaron. 1:7 The first tenth part of all increase I gave to the sons of Aaron, who ministered at Jerusalem. Another tenth part one sold away, and went, and spent it every year at Jerusalem. 1:8 And the third I gave unto them to whom it was meet, as Deborah my father's mother had commanded me, because I was left an orphan by my father. 1:9 Furthermore, when I was come to the age of a man, I married Anna of mine own kindred, and of her I begat Tobias. 1:10 And when we were carried away captive to Nineveh, all my brethren, and those that were of my kindred, did eat of the bread of the Gentiles. 1:11 But I kept myself from eating. 1:12 Because I remembered God with all my heart. 1:13 And the Most High gave me grace and favor before Enemir, so that I was his purveyor. 1:14 And I went into Media, and left in trust with Gabael, the brother of Gabrias, at Rages, a city of Media, 10 talents of silver. 1:15 Now when Enemir was dead, Sennacherib his son reigned in his stead, whose estate was troubled, that I could not go into Media. 1:16 And in the time of Enemir I gave many alms to my brethren, and gave my bread to the hungry. 1:17 And my clothes to the naked. And if I saw any of my nation dead, or cast about the walls of Nineveh, I buried him. 1:18 And if the king Sennacherib had slain any, when he was come, and fled from Judea, I buried them privily. For in his wrath he killed many. But the bodies were not found, when they were sought for of the king. 1:19 And when one of the Ninevites went and complained of me to the king, that I buried them, and hid myself. Understanding that I was sought for to be put to death, I withdrew myself for fear. 1:20 Then all my goods were forcibly taken away, neither was there anything left me, beside my wife Anna, and my son Tobias. 1:21 And there passed not 55 days, before two of his sons killed him, and they fled into the mountains of Ararath. And Sarchedonus his son reigned in his stead, who appointed over his father's accounts, and over all his affairs, Achaicus my brother Enlil's son. 1:22 And Achaicus entreating for me, I returned to Nineveh. Now Achaicus was cupbearer, and keeper of the signet, and steward, and overseer of the accounts. And Sarchedonus appointed him next unto him. And he was my brother's son.